This is New England Public Radio. When a new casino comes to town, research has shown there's often a spike in the number of people who develop a gambling addiction. Massachusetts legislators took that into account when they wrote the 2011 law permitting casinos in the state. That means with MGM about to open in Springfield, regulators and casino operators are required to make sure problem gamblers have access to help. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown looks at a new program they hope will fulfill that promise.
Everybody's here early. I'm impressed.
Psychologist Lori Rugel is running a training in downtown Springfield, just a few blocks from where MGM is preparing to open and where these six workers will be spending hours a day. Several of them are former casino employees.
My name is Israel Rosario. My background is Mohegan Sun Casino. Started there. Security, customer service, moved over to the table games.
In this job, they won't be running any games. They're hired as gambling advisors in a program called GameSense.
And I saw this opportunity of staying within the casino, a different angle.
State law requires that all casinos make space on site for an independent body that can address problem gambling. So the State Gaming Commission hired the Massachusetts Council on Compulsive Gambling to find one, and they chose GameSense. It was developed in Canada and made its U.S. debut at the Slots Parlor in Plainville, Massachusetts. Although the law actually states there should be a mental health counseling service in the casino, Lori Rugel doesn't describe GameSense that way.
The GameSense advisors are really designed not to be counselors, but to be a friendly person who can relate to customers within a gambling setting. So empathic and non-judgmental, and just being somebody you can feel comfortable talking to if you don't understand how the game is working.
This may sound like part of the marketing plan, but gambling regulators consider it an addiction prevention program. Mark Vanderlinden is head of the Responsible Gambling Division of the Mass Gaming Commission.
Gambling problems can often arise from misunderstandings about what gambling is and how to gamble.
The theory is, if a customer understands how much the odds are stacked against them, they will see gambling more as entertainment and less as a financial strategy.
If you feel like you have a strategy that can beat the house, with those types of myths in mind, it can lead to problems down the road. What we want to do is provide them with information so that they can make an informed choice about when to gamble, when to stop, and when to walk away.
People have all kinds of weird ideas about gambling.
UMass researcher Rachel Volberg studies gambling trends for the state.
You know, like, okay, you know, this slot machine hasn't paid out for an hour, so it's going to pay out any second now, and I'll just keep shoveling money into it.
Volberg agrees that misunderstanding the odds of winning can contribute to compulsive gambling, but she's not sure educating people will solve the problem.
It's not a bad thing. I don't know how effective it is, because, you know, people like their little fallacies, and they like to think how they think.
Volberg does think GameSense can help at-risk gamblers in other ways. For instance, by suggesting people take breaks from gambling, or helping them set and stick to a limit for how much money they'll spend. That's the opposite of what some of the advisors used to do.
It's definitely outside of my comfort zone, I'm telling you right now.
Ray Fluette, who's at the GameSense training, used to run table games at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. His job was to keep people spending money in the casino, even if it went beyond their means.
It's very easy to get people to come play and gamble. It's very easy. It's part of pretty much everybody's nature to do something like that. But to, in our case, gamble responsibly is a totally different thing. A lot of people don't want to hear that.
When the GameSense advisors can't teach gamblers better habits, they're meant to spot the ones in trouble. Lori Rugel helps teach the signs.
Getting angry, getting irritable, getting mad at the dealer, getting mad at the machines, saying, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I've got to win this time.
At that point, they can offer to sign up the customer for self-exclusion, where they put themselves on a list of people not allowed back in the casino. Advisors may also give out a helpline number and a list of local counselors who are certified in gambling treatment. Fluett says in his previous casino work, that approach didn't work too well.
So most of the time I'd hand that card out to somebody and they take it and throw it away. But in this case, you know, they're going to go talk to somebody and ask somebody can fill their head with some interesting facts.
In other words, they're more likely to take advice, he says, if it comes from someone they already know. But if a problem gambler decides they are ready for counseling, the question remains, is the community outside the casino prepared to help? That's our story tomorrow. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.